Hey everybody, it's Tim from Capes and Scowls!
Whoa, Tim, he's on Capes and Scowls.
Yeah! Ooh. I'm here with...
Olivia.
And...
Cliff.
And...
Pat.
And we're here to do a mini-sode, because why not? And today's topic, for those of you who love topic-based audio tracks...
Do you love topics?
Do you wish people would tackle those hard topics? You know, the ones that aren't at all infuriating and you wish you would see all the time, but and you just follow the news and it's just awful and you hate life.
Oh boy, would I.
Oh boy, would I.
We're going to talk about topics today.
Now, I'm a fan of topics. Today's topic is there a property that you would like to see animated as a full-length movie, similar to what DC does with, like, the Reign of Superman and a lot of their animated movies. Here's the thing. I want you to pick something that would benefit, either benefit from being animated, or just really wouldn't be too feasible as a live-action movie. So, the thought of it is, Invincible is going to be an animated series or a couple of movies or whatever it's going to end up being, I think, on Amazon. That's great, because if you've read Invincible, some of the over-the-top things that happen are really hard to do live-action and could be done so much better as an animated feature. With that in mind, who wants to go first? Who's volunteering? Who wants to go first?
You said Invincible. Elaborate.
Invincible is a comic book by Image Comics.
Thanks.
It came around after The Walking Dead, so I'm going to guess 2004, 2005. It's by Robert Kirkman. Yep, with Ryan Ottley on the art. He's currently the artist on Amazing Spider-Man.
He's awesome.
He is very awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it has wrapped since, and I like the ending.
You're so helpful.
Doesn't it help? Invincible's a story of a young man who is going through puberty at the beginning of the story, and his dad is essentially Superman, and will he get power? Why? What do you want from me?
Why is it benefiting from being animated as opposed to, say, TV show or a series of movies?
He just said.
I mean, I read the last issue.
Stop that. You quiet. So, don't spoil that.
I'm just saying by the stuff that I saw in that one issue, it would make sense to be more animated.
Cliff, I'll elaborate.
This also helps me buy more time to come up with an idea.
Oh, well, Invincible.
Well, you can go last.
So Invincible takes place on Earth at the beginning. It does go out into space. It has a lot of space fighting. It has a lot of visuals that just would be hard to do with. It would be a CGI fest. The budget would be bonkers.
Gotcha.
So animation. Classic animation is expensive too, but you can do a lot more with that. The fighting in space, some of it's outside in space, people just punching each other in space. Some of it's, you know, ships and stuff, and there's a lot of aliens, like Star Wars Cantina amount of different types of aliens at certain points. So the budget would be through the roof.
Gotcha.
Not that it couldn't be done. It's easier done as animation. So that is the criteria. Who wants to go first? Anybody want to go at all?
Whatever, I'll go first.
Yeah! I can always count on you, Olivia.
I'll just say the very first thing that came to mind is Blackest Night.
That's a good pick.
Because, first of all, if it was live action, you'd know they'd totally fuck it up.
Yes!
And, yeah, just... You know, it's similar to, I guess, what you're saying about Invincible. There's a lot of things in space. There's so many different characters.
You would be getting into zombie effects as well.
It's a great story. It's, like, actually one of my favorite comic books. Blackest Night, if you don't know it, it's based around Green Lantern, the Green Lantern Corps, and it's probably, just one of the top comic book stories of all time, probably.
And giving Scarecrow a ring.
So good. Scarecrow is one of the best parts of Blackest Night, easily. I think we've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. It was great.
And I've said before, it has my favorite panel of any comic book, which is Flash telling Green Lantern to grab onto him because the Black Rings are chasing them.
Oh, right.
And he runs 2 seconds into the future, and Hal's just like, what happened? He's like, we ran 2 seconds in the future, so the rings would stop chasing us. She's like, that's like such a Flash thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty great, though. That's a good pick. That's definitely a good pick. Now, would you want it to be as dark a tone as the comic was? Would you want them to paraphrase it and kind of lighten it up? Or do you want it to be even worse? Do you want it to be over-the-top violence, craziness? What do you want? Or is it just do it the same? Is there a benefit to making it darker?
I mean, I like the story as it is.
Right.
So I guess I wouldn't change anything, if at all, about it.
I would agree. I don't think making it darker or lighter.
You don't want Blackest Night kids?
No. I don't
think that. Like, out of daycare.
Yeah.
Somebody trips and falls, breaks their neck, becomes a zombie.
Right, because I think if you go darker, then you just fall into the DC trope of the movies they're putting out now. Ooh. Yeah. Which is just too dark.
Sure. It is a dark story, especially some of the offshoots. It's just the Titans offshoots. Edgelord. Oh, my God.
Sort of thing.
Ooh. Yeah, there's no point. Like, I think borderline is exactly where it needs to be to get the right, like, impact for you.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, good work, Olivia. Thanks. You've just earned 55 Timbucks. Yes.
That's, no, because...
That's a lot.
Timbucks come in twos.
Oh.
But never mind, forget it.
That officially is part of the Timbuck canon. So you have 56 Timbucks, officially. Officially.
God, how long have you been holding on to that one?
Since he mentioned Timbucks.
But that was months ago. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say more. All right, Pat or Cliff, who wants to go next?
Pat, you still thinking of yours?
Pat, go for it.
I got three, so this will give you plenty of time.
Wow, three? Look at you, overachiever.
So the first one, I blurted out before we even started recording. Did. It was Lobster Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You could either make this as a movie following one of the big arcs, the ones that span for like five comics or so, or even a little animated show. Kind of like what the, I don't know.
The Hellboy universe had a couple animation.
It did. Like, for instance, the reason why I think it would work animated is because, remember those, the animated show, the animated movies that came out, like Sword of Storms and Fire, what was it, Iron and Blood?
Sounds right.
Yes. Which I thought was better. But anyway.
I don't remember which one's which, but go on.
Okay.
They were both fun.
The animations were great.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, on one of those bonus things on the DVDs, there was shots of the lobster in animation for like 5-10 seconds.
Naturally. A tease.
It was a tease because Del Toro actually wanted to make a lobster movie for animated. So I'm like, well, he already wanted to. Why not make it? And it's not like they're making the live action Hellboy ones, like, which the new one looks terrible. But
ooh, hot takes.
But like, not like on the same scope or anything like the Perlman ones.
Right.
So, you'd have a smaller adventure, and the reason why, I think, is because if you've ever read a Lobster Johnson, you know they go insane as the story progresses, such that it goes with the idea of power of God and what have you, which I doubt they could adapt to a live-action sort of thing.
How would you, for those who don't know Lobster Johnson, if you know Hellboy but not his universe so much, give them the quick $2 version of who is Lobster Johnson.
A good homage to, like, 40s crime busters, masked vigilantes.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool character. A lot of one-shots with him as of late.
Yes.
And just shorter miniseries. Mm-hmm. I would pick them up occasionally because I'm like, this is low commitment. I enjoy the character. And I probably read half of those I picked up, so I'm awful. What else you got, Pat?
Next up, I've discussed this with friends back at home. It was an idea for Hope. That a 40K
Warhammer?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's a good pick, though.
It's either, most likely, just because of how big the scope is, it would have to be a series.
If they were super faithful, it would definitely benefit.
Yes. And plus, there's so much stuff, you can't just pick one, really, because it just keeps expanding on itself. You just have to do a series. Like, the best way to start it would be start with the Horus Heresy.
Popular one.
Popular and a way to set a foundation for the entire thing. And plus, for those of you who don't know Warhammer 40K, it started as a tabletop miniatures game and then expanded into Grimdark.
Yes.
Yes. It's a sci-fi...
That has a very beloved book series. The lore of Warhammer, people love.
Exactly.
Sometimes people are like, Games Workshop, you're a terrible gaming company. I hate you.
Well, it's the EA of board games.
It is the EA of board games. That's fair. I agree.
But what was recently happening is they have been giving these indie people that are making fan films and have been giving them budgets to make actual, like, better ones. They've been so that's what sort of sparked the whole idea.
That they could just pump a little of that money into animation.
Yes.
Now, what animation style would benefit it? It is a darker, more evil space war kind of storyline. Do you want it to be that grimdark DC universe, grimdark, which almost benefits this universe? Or would you rather them lighten it up and what?
Well, since it's starting with the Horus Heresy, it would have to be somewhat lighter, since not everything went to shit yet.
Right.
And then, plus, I think the best animation style would be like a 3D animation, actually, because it would be most like a live action, but not too much like an actual cartoon.
Hmm. Okay.
Gives it, makes it more like the miniatures that they're based off of.
It's an interesting idea. Praise be, Nurgle.
Praise be.
I like that I followed that whole conversation and I don't play Warhammer. That means you did good, Pat.
I knew nothing about anything you were talking about other than Warhammer 40K is a tabletop game.
But did it sound interesting?
Sure.
There you go, Pat. Good work. All right, Pat, take us home with your last one. Unless you've thought of another one in that millisecond.
Jonah Hex series.
Oh, man, I love Jonah Hex.
I don't want another movie.
Yeah. Is that why you say it should be animation, to distance itself from the movie?
I like Josh Brolin, but that movie was garbage.
It's not. It's not so much that it's garbage as that it's not Jonah Hex.
No, it's not. It's a completely problem. Fabricated character with the same name.
Mm-hmm. You also, mean the movie took liberties with things?
Took extreme liberties.
Yeah, Jonah
Hex. He can't talk to dead.
No, he can't. Jonah Hex has been written so well in the past, and then that movie. I had such hopes.
I think it took the worst of every iteration. With none of the time travel.
When John Malkovich can't save it, you know.
Yeah, he was in the movie.
Yeah, he was.
He was so forgettable, I forgot he was the main villain.
Surprise! He was the main villain, and he was so forgettable. There you go. I agree with you. Jonah Hex animated would do well. Did they animate him in a short?
They did. And it was fantastic.
Was that part of the Superman one that had a bunch of shorts attached to it?
I think it did, because it also had a Shazam short and a Green Arrow short.
And a Spectre short?
Yes.
That Spectre short is one of the greatest things ever. It's a actual horror. It's written by Steve Niles, the guy who did 30 Days a Night. So yes, our takeaway from this is buy that DVD. I think it's Superman Shazam. And Jerry O'Connell
was Superman Shazam? Or was it?
I think it was.
Or was it Superman Batman on the Run or something like that?
No, absolutely not. I don't remember.
Exactly.
But I agree with you. Jonah Hex, distance it. I like that you brought that up, because it's a different reason to go the animation route.
Could be a movie, could be anything, really.
I think a series of movies would benefit them.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got a lot of different stories, and you're messing with actual timelines.
And I'd say if you're going to use what plot that's already been made, like actual story or arcs, best thing to do would be to go with the Jim Palmita.
Palmiotti, I think.
During the countdown.
So era. His run is the best run for a long time.
Yes.
Without going back.
And it's dark and gritty.
What I will say, though, as a concept, All-Star Western with the New 52.
That was good as well.
It wasn't great. It wasn't as good as the run before it. But I like the idea where he is with an ancestor of Arkham. To where they're talking about building the asylum and all of that. And it ties into our current timeline. That would be very interesting as an idea. Although, like you said, it's not as good as that other run.
No, but it was written by him.
Right, but the other one's better.
Yeah, it's much better, mostly because it was more vignettes than a full-on story. It's more like short story. Like, oh, this is the adventure of a ghost town. Ooh.
Woo! They actually wrote woo.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my three.
Good work, Pat. Very good work.
Did you think of anything yet?
I did.
Cliff, good work. What do you got?
I'm also going to take a Green Lantern story.
Oh, all right. Well,
I'm going to pick Sinestro Corps War.
Oh my god, I love that.
Just because that would be great, like animated and like stretched out. Like, I think that would be a good series. So not like an hour and a half movie. I'd rather that be like a dark, like more adult oriented show.
There's a lot going on there too. And again, because of Green Lantern, you have a lot of alien races. You have Cyborg Superman was involved in that. That's a budget all of itself.
Right.
Or a CGI fest.
Right. Superboy Prime is in it.
Superboy Prime gets pretty bonkers. I love that story. That's probably my favorite Green Lantern story. Probably ekes out Blackest Night just a little bit.
But I think that would be awesome. No, that's another thing though, where like, if I know you'd have to like eliminate characters. But
would you?
Well, I'm going off on a tangent.
Go ahead.
Where I think the animation that Marvel has shown you can do in some of these movies with, like, Josh Brolin as Thanos and, like, all the characters in Avengers.
Right.
I think you could make it live action. Because there's a lot of time spent in space and other planets. I get that the budget that they had is, like, astronomical. So, go ahead.
But that's Marvel animation, not DC animation.
I understand.
Those are some very high hopes.
He's just saying that it exists. I'm saying that it exists. So the capabilities are there.
Right.
Where if you gave this movie like a $500 million budget Avengers had,
it'd probably look pretty.
Yeah, you could do this. I know you'd have to eliminate some characters or merge characters together to make like a different character. And, like, you accept that when something goes live action. It's not exactly what you want, but, like, as long as they keep the main characters there, the story stays true. I think it could end up being, like, an awesome, like, two-part, like, trilogy even. Because there's so much in that book to where you could make that a trilogy. Like, just end it where it just, like, they ended with the snap. Oh,
wait,
shit.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
That's the saddest thing ever.
I didn't even see it.
What? Hold on. Well, new minisode. You haven't watched Avengers?
What was the last Marvel movie I saw?
None of the other ones matter. You haven't watched Avengers?
What, Infinity War?
Yeah.
No.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah,
it's
I haven't watched free. It. I know. The last...
What have you done with 2.5 hours... But it's more important than that.
I keep rewatching No Country for Old Men.
Wrong.
Well, Josh Brolin is in that.
Yes, I like Josh Brolin.
Well, then you should watch him.
I know.
He's in it. Spoiler.
He plays Thanos.
What have I been wasting my time?
Well, he's been here for 2.5 hours.
Well, there you go. I saw The Aviator. Spoilers. That was 3 hours.
What? Come on, man. The Aviator.
Cliff looks very upset.
Well, first rule is you can't quote movies you never see.
It was all over everywhere.
Doesn't
it was a
matter.
Jerk everywhere.
Doesn't
Olivia
matter.
Is dropping the hammer.
I didn't see Ragnarok either.
Wow,
that's really good too.
That's also on Netflix. I saw Ant-Man and Wasp was on Netflix. Now I can watch.
I didn't see either of those.
They're fine.
The first one was really good. I still have to see the second one. But I'm going to do it before Avengers. Pat, we're going to make you a comic book person by the end of this. You're like, I am a comic book person. I know.
I'm just not that interested in the live action movies, really.
I mean, that's fair, but come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Come on. Bullying, peer pressure, blah.
We're trying to bully and peer pressure you into watching something you'll enjoy. It's not like watch RoboCop 3.
Hey man, that had robot ninjas. Robot ninjas. Robot ninjas. Or
whoa, wait, hold on.
Or Atlantic Rim. I could be forcing you to watch Atlantic Rim.
That sounds like a weird sexual movie.
I just thought of another
IP. It doesn't matter. You know, you don't get any more opinions.
Oh, hold on.
Damn.
No. No.
He's
no
revoking.
More no more opinions for
that
Pat.
Shit's wild.
But he would like it.
It doesn't matter.
He's debating it. Look at him struggle in his chair.
RoboCop versus Terminator.
Ooh. Ooh.
It doesn't redeem you.
Because
it almost does.
All right, I know.
It's pretty close.
But you just need something
can we
that
talk
can
about
fix.
RoboCop versus Terminator now?
Can we talk about RoboCop versus Judge Dredd?
Holy shit.
That'd be really cool. Sorry.
You do love your Judge Dredd.
I do.
He would benefit from an animated universe.
He's already having a show.
Yes, but he'd benefit from an animated universe.
Where he doesn't take his helmet off?
Never. He's just a chin with a visor. Carl Urban's chin plus a visor.
Perfect.
Perfect.
But like that, I can't wait for that show. I really can't.
It'll be good.
It will be good.
It should be good.
They're saying they're taking both the grittiness and the wackiness from like the 2000 AD comics.
I mean, it does get pretty wacky.
Like even the blocks that are named after celebrities.
That's fine.
They're going to expand on that.
Oh, great.
Back to the RoboCop and Terminator.
Yes, because it was written by Walter Simonson and it was drawn by Frank Miller before he got really awful. It is...
I didn't even finish the Xerxes. Did you?
No. No, I read issue 1 and I was done. And that
well,
was kind
said
of a
it was
charity.
Okay. You said it was good.
I said the writing is really good, the art is sometimes good, and then he phones it in so hard, it's painful.
Is it like two through two phones?
It's like a tin can.
It's pretty bad. when it's up close and he's like, I'm stabbing you, it looks amazing. But when it's an army going up a hill, it's little circles that maybe are connected together to be a head. Oh, look at all these semicircles coming to kill me. Ooh. No. Fuck you, Frank Miller. There, I said it. Anyways, what were we talking about?
RoboCop versus...
Frank, you... Fuck you. Frank, you... Fuck Miller. Frank, you fuck Miller. That's the name of the mini-sode.
Frank, you
fuck Miller. I really loved Frank Miller for a period, and he's gotten so awful. And it's a shame. But, anyways, RoboCop versus Terminator is one of the greatest trades in science fiction I've ever read, by two powerhouses, Frank Miller before he was Fuck Miller, and Walter Simonson, and it's really good, and it's a very simple concept where RoboCop is the precursor to Skynet. The technology from RoboCop is what will go on to be what creates Skynet.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. And of course, RoboCop fights a robot dog and a little boy Terminator, and then he goes through time, and he gets rocket boots, and he fights Skynet head on.
He makes a RoboCop army? You forgot about that.
I wasn't gonna spoil it.
It's, I have an odd offshoot.
From 30 years ago.
I have an odd offshoot.
88.
Am I the only person here that thanks Google when they 92. Give them directions? When it that gives them directions?
Right. You, do you?
Just in case. Because eventually Google will take over the world, so I'd like to remember me fondly of thanking it for the help that it's
given. I mean, Google phone will merge with right
Alexa.
Now.
Yeah.
And make it Alexa Google, or like, what was it? Skynet something?
Or I'm polite.
You saw like, Genesis.
I'll be like, Google.
I blanked it out.
Google, take me home, please. Like, I'm always polite for when it inevitably takes over, and I hope it remembers me fondly.
Yeah, but you're just a 001 to it.
Yeah, but I'll be like a nice-looking 001.
Like a sexy, large, with a cool font.
Italicized.
This is not a mini-mini-sode.
No.
It's a full-sode.
But,
I can edit it.
I say,
fuck you.
Frank, you fuck Miller. I think...
this Canadian whiskey's good.
I think it would be great because the story's fantastic on its own, but furthermore... We need a follow-up to a return to good RoboCop, since that remake wasn't great.
I refuse to watch it.
And Genesis was terrible.
It's Genesis, buddy.
It is Genesis.
They spelt it wrong.
Yeah, I know. They thought they were clever.
They weren't.
They're not.
And it was fucking terrible.
It was insulting. Did you say GIF or JIF?
GIF. No, if it was a GIF, it'd be with a J.
And it would be delicious peanut butter.
Would. But yeah, it's a great way to bring back, like, two IPs from shit.
You know what wasn't good? The Batman vs. Judge Dredd trades.
Yeah. You read those.
Not good.
You're welcome.
Those are not good.
You're still
How bad on a scale from bad to Frank you fuck Miller bad?
Almost Frank you fuck Miller.
I love that this is a term now. Frank you fuck Miller.
It'll go down in the annals of our podcast with the Don Friary gun of justice.
Yes. Yes, Don Fry, and your super super mustache. You are my hero, Don Fry. Let's just end the podcast there. No. I didn't go. Nikolai Volkov. No.
Is it Nikolai Volkov? You already went with Invincible. What else did you
No, do? I didn't. That's an actual thing that's happened.
Oh,
that was my
shit.
Name. Chili Dickin.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
You were thinking about Chili Dickin?
Yeah, I was.
What?
It's a callback. You'll have to do some research. If you put Chili Dickin into our search bar, you'll know. It'll come up.
God, that's just like over a year ago.
I think I told you I was doing something and my phone auto-corrected to hashtag Chili Dickin. Which is maybe the greatest thing ever. And then I thought about Don Fry, and I got kind of like a warm feeling inside. So my pick is, and it's funny, a lot of us pick DC things at some point, and I'm also going to pick a DC thing. I'm going to pick Injustice, which is a video game series that they turned into an actually really good comic book series. I think it would benefit from being animated because it's so many goddamn characters. So many characters, and if you're going to have that many characters interacting in a Mortal Kombat-style battle system, it's great if you can animate all the violence, all the gore, if you're going to go the gore route. If you're just going to go story-wise, it's still really good, and I would love to see Injustice done and added to my DC animated movie library. DC animated is pretty good. It's not as good as it used to be. Bruce Timm and those guys have left.
I stopped watching it after War.
that's about when Bruce Timm left. That's when a lot of the usual suspects left.
Because the animation changed a lot.
Yes.
And got, what I'm, from my opinion, bad.
Was this before or after the Dark Knight Returns movies?
This is like 2011.
Yes, this was after. So, yeah. No, it might be before. It doesn't matter. You're like right at the crosshairs. But the Dark Knight one kind of looked gritty and correct to the book.
Because
like Frank Miller's
Flashpoint Paradox book. Had the first change in art. And that's Justice League War right. took it a little further. And then after that, it got, from my opinion, unwatchable.
Damn.
Even Gods and Monsters?
Yeah, that would have been later.
That was still good, though.
Sometimes a story can be good and take
I like the past. Animated movies more than the live action movies.
I do too.
Under the Red Hood is one of my favorite animated.
Oh, it's very good. And what's funny is it doesn't quite follow the comic correctly because a lot of things were different. Read the comics, kids. That run of Batman leading into New 52, which is where that happened, like the 3 years leading into New 52 was so solid. It's probably the best Batman that has been written in a long time.
Who wrote that?
Snyder wrote some of the detective stories leading into that. Grant Morrison wrote a lot of the Batman leading into that. I don't think they were the only ones, but they're the two big ones that are coming to mind. And I'm sorry, everyone, I forgot. It was a lot of people. It was a collaborative thing. But
gotcha.
Grant Morrison was the lead-in. RIP was not good, but that's the only blemish on his run leading into New 52. It was okay. It was a little convoluted.
Because for like a long time, the DC animated stuff, again, I'm like stopping at like War, was heads and tails above anything Marvel put out.
The fact that I went and saw Mask of the Phantasm in the theater back in 1990, whatever, is great. That's a testament to them.
Yeah.
So.
Because like Doom was fantastic.
Doom.
What about...
With The Rock?
Crisis Justice on League Two Earths.
I don't know
where it had a...
That was good.
Who, it was
James Woods is Owlman.
James
Freudian
Woods is Owlman.
Slip, buddy.
James Woods is Owlman was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He and was really good. I think good. That was before 2011.
It was. That was still the old.
And also Hulkified Jimmy Olsen.
I did like the Ultimates Marvel one though.
It was all right.
I just like it because Hulk picks up the hammer.
Yes.
And Thor chucks it at Thor, and Thor's like, "Oh shit."
There's some oddball Marvel ones that are pretty good. The Hulk versus one is really good.
Yeah.
Where he fights Thor and then Wolverine?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Yes.
World War Hulk. Fantastic.
That story's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the book's better, but yeah, the movie's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't like it, but they're comparing it to the book, which it's hard to beat the book. So as an animated thing, it's fine.
I also liked Planet Hulk. That was really good, too.
Planet Hulk, yep.
Now we've gone off topic.
I meant Planet Hulk, not World War Hulk.
We know what you meant, and it's all the same.
Because they follow each other.
They do. Yeah. World War Hulk is the successor.
They're both good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how many this is.
It's a sode. It's the not-so-mini mini-sode.
Whenever a mini-sode is not a mini-sode, it might be an episode. So welcome to episode 113, if so. If not, I'll split this up into two mini-sodes. I don't know.
Just remember, Frank, you fuck Miller.
Frank, you fuck Miller. Mwah! Everybody, you can find us on the internet. You know where. We're on Twitter, at Caves and Scows. I'm at Matt_dog_Tim. Patrick doesn't exist in the digital world, but if you send me your naked photos, I'll make sure to forward them to him. You can send them to us at CavesandScowsPodcast @gmail.com. The more naked and the more penises, the better. That is Patrick's bag. Olivia, where can they find you?
At Swahilina.
Uh-huh. Do you want them to send you dick pics as well?
Sure.
There you go.
I'll forward them right to Pat.
There you go. It's a cycle. It's going to get double dicked.
You can also send the dick pics to @HyperHippo, and he'll make sure Pat gets them also.
Triple dicking. It's like chili dicking. It almost
works. If you send all the dick pics to all three of us, he'll get three copies of each dick pic.
Yes, but I might
you
Photoshop it
into
them. You
have to hashtag chili dicking.
Hashtag chili dicking. Hashtag Don Fry chili dicking. Don Fry, I love my dad, but I wish you were my dad.
What if Don Fry sends a dick pic?
Could you imagine the bush above that dick? Like the
it's
the
like a girth. Forest.
Yeah,
it's
like,
a forest.
Like if you make love to Don Fry, his dick actually doesn't penetrate you, but his pubic hair does. It just makes sense. Hashtag chili dick and Don Fry. Hashtag hi Matt Hawkins. There's a weird continuity
Matt,
we keep
Matt
going.
Matt Hawkins is listening right now.
Matt Hawkins.
This is the part where he is listening.
Well, Matt Hawkins is a very sexual human being, so he might be listening.
Yeah.
Matt Hawkins,
what I mean,
how do you feel about Don Fry?
Sugar 2 comes... Swing 2 comes out soon. I think it's this spring.
Sounds correct, yes. So if you want to see a sexual comic book that may or may not be Matt Hawkins and his wife...
Autobiography?
Yeah.
Is that the Brian Azzarello one?
No.
Nope.
It's the Matt Hawkins...
Although, Jenny... you know what? God knows Brian Azzarello might have been there.
It's the Matt Hawkins, Jenny Chung, which... The artist that Leander loves.
Stephen Sajic? It's his wife.
It's his wife.
Linda Sajic.
She's awesome.
They're both awesome.
You got to like almost hug him.
I did hug him. I got to hug him and Leander got very jealous. I said, hey, you remember me with the gay friend who wants to make love to your husband? He's harmless. I just wanted you to know. And can I get a picture hugging your husband? Yes, absolutely you can. I mean, that's not exactly how that conversation went, but that's paraphrasing, I mean, I got the picture. I sent to Leander, and he was quite surprised. It was funny. Hashtag Chili Dickin, Stephen Sajic.
Don Fry.
Don Fry forever, for days. Don't turn this off. We're still talking about Chili Dickin. I dare you to turn this off.
What is Chili Dickin?
Yeah, now turn it off.